John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the message that is proclaimed to our hearts today to prepare the way, to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Savior, the King of the world, the Christ child who, in God's plan of salvation, comes to liberate us from our darkness, our sin. Today's scripture passages today present this reality through this image of a road. Prepare the way of the Lord. We see this constantly throughout the scriptures in the Old Testament. Prepare a way of salvation to the holy city of Jerusalem. All these pilgrims called to flock to the holy city, making their path straight. You know, the story of salvation of the Israelites who are in slavery coming back to their homeland of Israel, to the holy city. And then even now, during this season of Advent, we're reflecting on this way of faith, this journey, which is so beautifully presented to us through Mary and Joseph as they journey to Bethlehem. They are making the way straight, quite physically, for the coming of the Savior. So the challenge to us today is, are our hearts prepared? Is there a road wide and level and smooth for the Lord to come to us here in about 15 days on Christmas morning? Is the road straight? Is it level? So we hear in our gospel passage today, and also in the first reading, it actually said the same thing. The mountains are going to be brought low and the valleys and gorges raised up to make way for the Lord. There's two elements to that, of making our hearts prepared for the Lord. The first is the bringing down of the mountains. What does that mean when the Lord says, I will bring down the mountains, they will be made low? Well, if we think about mountains, they're areas of our life of self-reliance, of pride, basically where we've built ourselves up on false self-reliance, places where in our pride we exalt ourselves, and in doing so, that mountain becomes an obstacle for the way of the Lord to salvation. So the Lord, during this time of Advent, through this spirit of purification, this time of preparation, is bringing those mountains low in our life, and really is destroying those places of our life where we're not founded and rooted in Him, where we don't have a firm foundation. The Lord also tells us today through the scriptures, make the valleys and fill them in, make them level. We think about a valley, maybe Psalm 23, you know, where we hear about a valley, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. What are the valleys of our life? They're those places of sin, of darkness, where in the depth of that lowliness in our life, we fall into despair. Places of hopelessness, places of secrecy and darkness that need to be filled in, and in doing so, our life brought to the light, brought out of the darkness of the valley and made bright before the shining star of Bethlehem who's coming to save us, and in doing so, preparing the way. I like this image of the way, this, you know, almost like road, because I think it's something to reflect on in our life. Is the road level? Is it smooth? Is the road of our faith right now a dirt, rocky, gravelly road where we're going to get, you know, maybe some flat tires and we might not make it to the destination, which is salvation on Christmas? Is it, you know, maybe just a one-lane road, country road where, you know, we have to slow down and let someone else pass to get around us? Is it a wide two-lane road? Is it a highway? Is our life an autobahn, eight-lane highway that is prepared and so oriented to the Lord that all the souls that are connected to our life follow behind us on this beautiful plain road of salvation? That's the message of the gospel passage today, St. John the Baptist, who prepares the way for Jesus. So today, the Lord's challenging us in our personal life, is our heart prepared on an individual level for the Lord, but also he's challenging us as a community of faith, because God entrusts people into our life to care for. And as we prepare our own road for his salvation, we also prepare a road for people to follow who have been entrusted to us. And we make the road easy for them to encounter the salvation that God has in store for all of us. We work together as brothers and sisters in Christ for the salvation that God has called each of us to during this season of Advent to reflect on. We even see it in the Advent story. You know, Jesus came into the world by many people saying yes. First, Mary, let it be done to me according to your word. She first starts the construction of the road of salvation. Then comes Joseph, who in the dream, God says, take Mary into your home, care for her. So Joseph takes Mary into her home, journeys with her to Bethlehem, safeguards her in Jesus, helps her to escape from Herod by going into exile in Egypt. Later on, we see the witness of the disciples and apostles who say yes to Jesus, and in their yes, prepare the way of salvation for us 2,000 years later to have the faith through their witness of faith, being willing to many times give of their very life as martyrs, pouring out their blood as Jesus did, that we could stand here today and proclaim that we are Christians, that we are sons and daughters of God. All of them, in saying yes, help build the road of salvation that we, during this season of Advent, journey on together as a people of faith, hoping to be there at the foot of the manger on Christmas morning. So Jesus is challenging us today, make straight your path, but also for the sake of those who have been entrusted to you. So who are those people in your life that God has entrusted to you to prepare the way, who are relying on you for their own salvation? So for me as a priest, guess what? It's all of you guys. Help me, God. So you, my flock, you are entrusted to me. As I yearn to prepare my heart to receive the Lord, I hopefully am preparing a way for y'all to follow. That's the vocation of a priest. All of you married husbands and wives out there, your wife, your husband has been entrusted to you to yearn and work towards their salvation so they can be at your side in eternal life one day. You parents out there, your kids, great gift of you being united to God in his creative power as a father. You preparing the way through your love for your kids that they would be in salvation with you one day. You grandparents out there, loving your grandkids, showering them with love and affirmation so that they can know that they're loved and so that they can be in God's kingdom one day in the community of saints. And it even goes much beyond that, my dear brothers and sisters. You know, those individuals that God puts in our life, our relatives, our friends, sometimes even the stranger, the poor, sometimes even our enemy, who's God's calling us to love, and in loving them, helping that enemy come onto the path of salvation. How wide is our road? How flat is it? How many mountains and valleys have been made plain so that people who rely on us, and really not even relying on us, but rely on our relationship with Jesus, and so in relying on us, they encounter Jesus, who then brings them to salvation, allows them to work in their life on the road of salvation, to prepare their hearts for the Lord. It's what the Lord's calling us to today, and to be renewed in that. Also, it's interesting, during this season of Advent, I think the Lord particularly challenges us in this area, because we have unique opportunities to do these type of things where we have to expand the path of salvation in our life. Caring for the poor, acts of charity, our giving tree, being with our relatives sometimes as they come to join for the Christmas festivities. During this time of Advent, the Lord oftentimes challenges our hearts and says, start construction on a new on-ramp in your life so that others can get on the highway of salvation, which God is preparing in your life, in your heart. Where are the on-ramps that God's asking you to open up in your life so that others can encounter God through first your relationship with Jesus as your heart is prepared? Dear brothers and sisters, we see this very evident in our world today, because when we're not living that road, when we're not living our call to be Christians, when we're not constructing our life on the path of salvation, God's commandments, living in a relationship of truth that helps us to expand the path of salvation in our life, what happens? You know, what happens is what we see on what? I-35 every time we drive. Something that's always underneath construction. frustration, roadblocks, detours, where when people encounter us in our life, instead of encountering Christ, instead of having an easy way towards the Lord, they encounter roadblocks. And in going around those roadblocks in their own frustration, detours, they become lost and they lose their way. We see that in our church today with the scandal. Couple individuals who are called to be leading us in the path of salvation, have a wide road towards salvation because of the way in which they were not living in the way of salvation, their own hearts prepared as sons of God. They put up roadblocks to each and every one of us during this season to encounter the Lord. So us as a church are in a time of renewal, experiencing that pain of the detours where we're yearning and asking the Lord to help us to once again be focused on Him. So that's on the level of the church. It's the same way in all of our lives. Ways in which when we hurt those who are entrusted to us, me, to you, God's people that are entrusted to me, spouses, when you hurt your spouse, when you're not there to love your kids, just the reality of in our weakness, we put up roadblocks to the salvation of God who's wanting to work through our life so that we can help others to encounter His beloved Son who's coming to save us on Christmas morning, the Christ child. So it's a season for us to begin with heartfelt perseverance to kind of like get off of our butts. You know, maybe, you know, I always get frustrated sometimes when I pass a construction area and I see all the construction workers like sitting around and there's, you know, one guy working. Like, no wonder it's under construction for years and years. That's us sometimes, just sitting, being comfortable with our life being under construction, and because of that, others not encountering the Lord. So the Lord today saying, get up, be prepared. Go forth with St. John the Baptist and proclaim the way. First in your life, encountering the Lord, receiving His love and His mercy, the humble King who comes as a baby in love to save us, and then in being saved and knowing your deep relationship with the Lord and confessing your sins, sacrament of confession, receiving the Lord, going forth to prepare the way for all the people who God is using you to bring to Him. So we ask for that grace today to get up, to be awakened, to receive the Lord of the love of God in our life, and to follow Jesus, who prepares the way of salvation for all of us. We ask that for ourselves, for our families, a renewal in our vocation, and for the world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.